Hello, Ms. Mary. I'm a honored with Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting a national survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for the news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
63.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congressman?
Could you say the name again, please?
Yes, Mary Glusenkamp.
Oh. And what did you want me to answer?
If you approve or disapprove. Yes, ma'am.
Disapprove.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Let me read the choices. Growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, climate change, or border security. You can select up to two.
Border security and inflation.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. You can select any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with Bob Ferguson. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
0.
Thank you. What about Dave Reichert?
90.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you so much. What about Joe Biden?
0.
Joe Kent?
60.
Thank you. What about Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
20.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
Just in general, Republicans in Congress?
Yes, ma'am.
40.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Glossin Camp-Ferris?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glossin Camp-Ferris, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. You can tell me from 0 to 10 how important that attribute will be for you. Let's start with a working mom who understands the needs to a family. From 0 to 10, how important it is.
3.
Thank you. What about someone who shares your values? From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy. From 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties. From 0 to 10.
That will oppose the what?
The extremists in both parties.
5.
Thank you. What about a small business owner? From 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you. And a fighter for the middle class?
7.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Mary Glossin Camp-Ferris. Please rate each statement on a 0 from 10 scale, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to support him, support her, and 0 means a no convincing at all reason to support him. And start with the first statement says, Mary is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best to our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So, it's Perez.
0.
From 0 to 10, thank
0.
You so much. And the next one says, in February of 2020, Mary miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for term. From 0 to 10, how convincing that statement is for you?
0.
Thank you. The next one says, Mary shows up, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington. From 0 to 10, how convincing that statement is for you?
0.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Joe Kent or Mary Glossin Camp-Ferris?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. I'm going to read about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about Joe Kent. You can tell me from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, or 0, that means that no doubt about supporting him for the Congress, and says, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. From 0 to 10, how many doubts do you have about support him?
Okay, so 10 is favorable.
No, it's in the other way. 0 means that you don't have any doubts to vote for him, and 10 means that you have serious doubts to vote for him.
Okay, 0.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize and raise the retirement age. From 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you so much, ma'am. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
Okay. And what would you say is the most convincing reason for supporting him in the Congress, in your own words?
I don't believe Marie.
Okay. Thank you so much. And just the last few questions for a statistical purpose. We're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school graduate.
Thank you so much. Are you married? Unmarried, living with partners?
Married.
Separated. Thank you so
married.
Much. Married. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.